Today's man law, absent of Barbecue Bob, so I'm setting in, sitting in, I guess is the proper term. Man law, it should go without saying that there should be no alcohol consumption prior or during a hunt. Happy hour starts after all the guns are unloaded and put away. I just think that's a little safety tip from the grilling guys. If anybody knows us, we enjoy our libations, but you have to do that at the right time.
Responsibly. Nobody wants to find you at the bottom of a tree stand.
No, nobody needs that. So, Brad, been a lot of fun having you on the show today. You're a wealth of knowledge on a variety of things, probably not the least of which is appliances. And I would be remiss if I didn't talk a little bit about Garrett's Appliance, where you work. And they've been a longtime sponsor of the Grilling Guys, and we really appreciate it. And now maybe our listeners know why, because it's just not... it's just not about grills there. There's a wealth of knowledge when you walk in, whether it be foraging or bourbon.
Bourbon, foraging. Appliances. 25 years I've been in this business. You know, Garrett's, founded by Garrett Gears in 1948. Still a family-run business.
Love it. Yep.
And you know what? We love our customers. We care about our customers. We just try to offer the best, you know, service, support, and information when you're looking for appliances. Now, I know we're coming up on a weird Black Friday this year, too.
Right.
There haven't been a whole lot of specials running because, you know, with the COVID shutdowns and everything else, there's been so much on back order. However, speaking of grills, because we're on, of course, the Grilling Guys rating show, not Grilling Guys, the Grilling Guys radio show.
Absolutely.
You know, we are running on Black Friday and Small Business Saturday, of which we are, some promos on anything we have in stock grilling equipment. So basically, Weber grills, Traeger grills, Masterbuilt. If we have anything in stock, there's going to be discounts. We're also going to be doing some free giveaways with those grills. So free covers, free shelves as an option.
Nice.
You know, some specials on rubs and sauces. So if you got one, you know, someone out there special, or if you're someone special to yourself looking for a new grill.
Merry Christmas some seasoning. To me.
Exactly. I do that every time I go bourbon shopping.
Right,
yeah, exactly. Wife won't care. I just tell her it costs $20 and we're all good.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So you've got in the past, I do not own one, but I'd like one. There's a little, I think it's a Texas smoker or something. It's a little stainless steel box. It's only about 3 foot tall. You got any of those in stock?
I've got, I think, one left at this point, if it's not gone already. They changed, unfortunately, some of their distribution.
Okay.
So that's one that in the future, we unfortunately won't be able to move on with. They've gone to a lot of other companies, too,
that's fine.
Direct online sales. But I do have one at my house, and I absolutely love it.
Right.
We do have a newer one to us. It's called Masterbuilt, which is kind of a hybrid charcoal. It's a charcoal grill.
Dual fuel thing?
You don't have any propane there, but you can actually set the temperature, and it actually fluctuates blowing the basically.
Oh, it's got a blower on the fire. Sure.
So basically, it will stoke it. And every time we've done stuff in there, we've done some, of course, meat on there, but we've even done, you know, mac and cheese. We've done cinnamon rolls on there. It's basically like having a charcoal grill oven.
Well, and that's the cool thing about Garrett's is that you guys use the equipment that you sell, and
absolutely,
you can try it or talk to people who have actually used it when you're in there shopping for stuff. This is a great place to go for the grilling guy or gal that's looking for a gift for the holidays, because you're going to walk in there, and there's a reason why they're partnered up with the Grilling Guys is these guys know their stuff.
Yeah, and you know, for the deer hunters out there, unfortunately, the freezer market's been a little bare. We do have a handful of chest freezers, some small chest freezers. So I guess if you're going to shoot a small deer, we got you covered. The big ones are kind of looking out more towards the end of this year
now. Yeah, but that's fine. But it's all good. But hey, Brad, we really appreciate you coming in. We had a little flight of bourbon here at the show today. His personal stock, I was a cheap bastard that didn't bring any, but Brad covered us here. I got 5 different bottles of bourbon. You are officially a grilling guy as we go through this, and we want to make sure that we appreciate everything that you've done, and keep up the good work, brother, because this is a fun show. It needs to be that, and having guys like you sit in for Barbecue Bob has made it enjoyable for me.
Absolutely. My pleasure to be here, as always, and make sure you guys get out in the woods and gals get out in the woods this weekend and stay safe.
All right. We appreciate you tuning in each and every week to the Grilling Guys, and we'll talk with you next week.